And joining us, ladies and gentlemen, right now, via telephone, she says in the piece I have here, former child actor, so we'll say that, Lisa Jacob. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Well, this is an interesting story, and you have just published, I guess we'll call it your memoir, which is a great title. Hey, you look like that girl. Love that title. And I bet you get that every day of your life, do you not?
I do get that a lot. Either that or people think we went to high school together. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was pontificating a little bit before the call here. When you grow up in the Hollywood environment, I guess it's safe to say you don't have a normal childhood. There's all kinds of people acting out roles, and the majority of your day is taken up interacting with people who aren't even acting like themselves, nor are you. It would seem to me to be very hard to even know, as you went through your teen years, who you actually were, was it not?
I think that's really true. I think that I was always much more comfortable being other people, and that was sort of what I was good at and what I was used to. And so when I left L.A. when I was 22, I was kind of this moment of realizing, like, I have to do a character study of myself. I have to figure out who I really am beneath the actor. And that was, I mean, that was just terrifying. But it ended up being a really good thing to do, but very intimidating, and especially if it's something you're not used to.
What was it that triggered this idea that you needed to make a change for yourself? I mean, a lot of people would say, I got it made, I'm riding this out until I can't do it any longer, and you consciously walked away from acting.
I started acting when I was 4 years old, and so it was when I was in my early 20s that I realized, you know, the job had been fun for a while, but now I wasn't having any fun, and I really felt like I was kind of faking my life, and it was no longer feeling like the authentic path. I didn't feel good about my job. I didn't feel like it was really what I wanted to be doing, and the film industry can be a really tough place to be, and it can be a tough life, and it just didn't feel like the right thing for me anymore. And I think it was really hard to get to that decision. It took me several years, but eventually it just became really clear to me that if I was going to be happy, if I was going to really feel good about who I was and where I was in the world, I needed to try something different.
When you were on the sets of some giant, mega blockbuster movies, Independence Day, particularly Mrs. Doubtfire, do you recall exactly how old you were when that film was shooting?
Doubtfire was when I was 14.
All right. We guessed somewhere in that vicinity. Did you have a sense of the greatness that you were on set with in Robin Williams and Sally Field and the accomplishments of those actors, or was it just kind of, yeah, that's how it is because you'd grown up in it?
It was kind of that's how it was. Obviously, I knew Robin and Sally's work, so I was excited to meet them, and then, you know, within 5 minutes, I kind of forgot that they were actors that had done other things, and they just became like family to me. We were all very, very close. But also, it's interesting because when you're working on a movie, you never know how it's going to end up. And we always used to joke when we were filming Doubtfire that we were all kind of worried that we were just doing a bad Tootsie ripoff. And so we really had no idea if the movie was going to be any good or not, which is kind of great because you just end up being very present. You just work hard and you don't worry about the end result. You're just kind of, you're there and you're enjoying the experience.
I'm no expert in the field, obviously, Lisa, but it seemed to me that you had the ability to go on as long as you may have wanted. You were a character who was extraordinarily believable, particularly with some of the raw emotions that you were dealing with having to put on the screen there on Mrs. Doubtfire. Do you still get inquiries from people that would like you to come back?
You know, I did for a while after I left Los Angeles, and then that sort of stopped because I think I was very convincing in my thank you but no. And so I think, you know, I'm really happy being retired as an actor. I'm really happy being a writer, and I think I've put that out there long enough.
Well, I think that's fascinating because, again, a lot of people would say, how could you be unhappy with all the fame and the money and all everything that goes with it, and you walk away from it and you're happier now? Can you contrast that for people?
And that's one of the reasons that I really wanted to write the book, because I talk about both the great things and the not-so-great things about being an actor, because when it comes down to it, it is just a job. It is like any other job. It has some things that are really fun, and then there's, you know, some stuff that's really difficult. And so for me, I was constantly weighing those. And I think it's interesting because our culture tends to make Hollywood and the film industry and actors into this real binary of it's either this dream job or it's, you know, actors are just sort of, you know, slime and the worst thing ever, and you can abuse them and put them on the cover of magazines with gossip, and it doesn't actually hurt their feelings because they're not really human. And I wanted to write about what the day-to-day experience is of being a working actor. And I think in the book it kind of becomes clear that it is just like any other job, and it's not right for everybody. And that was the point I finally got to.
Well, it is a great read. I haven't gotten all the way through it yet, my copy, Lisa, but I thank you for the copy, and I'm enjoying it. And you write it in a style that is very down-to-earth and kind of real and raw in places, so people will enjoy it. I presume it's available through most of the channels we now know, Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, all those places, and also on youlooklikethatgirl.com, I have personalized signed copies if anybody's interested in that. But, yep, it's available all the normal places.
Well, it's a great. We wish you much success in your new career, and also thanks for some great moments that we all remember on both television and the big screen, Lisa.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, thanks for joining us. Have a good day.